Julianne from Corryong has started a very, very handy Facebook page. It's the Upper Murray Bushfire Support Page, and it's chock full of some really valuable information for Corryong and Upper Murray residents. And she joins us. Julianne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, awesome, Julianne. Now, you've been a very busy girl getting information up on this page, which is the Upper Murray Bushfire Relief Page.
Support page.
yeah, just fantastic to see all the stuff that you're able to put up there. But I'm guessing you are looking for information all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very lucky that I have a lot of close contacts and friends in the Upper Murray here that have actually been passing on a lot of information too and tagging me and things to make sure that, I guess, the page has become a central point for locals, but also people outside the Upper Murray community that want to know how to donate and what they can do to help and support the Upper Murray. So,
yeah
it's just about connecting community with the support they need at the moment.
And it kind of went crazy, didn't it? Did you expect it to blow up the way that it did?
No, not at all. I initially started it purely just to connect the community and locals with locals and with the government agencies and support that they need. However, within a couple of days, it exploded from 1,000 people to like 5,000 people, and the posting did become a little bit chaotic. And the information coming through become a little bit non-relevant to the Upper Murray. So I did have to put a bit of an admin lock on it and then really take over myself. So, yeah, it has been very full-on with workload. There was quite some, sleepless nights.
Yeah, you've done a great job, I have to say.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Now, Julianne, how has your family fared in the fires?
So my family, we did get some property burnt. We lost a hay shed, and at the moment, in between running this page, I'm actually building fences. So in between everything else, it has been a lot of hard physical work. Our farm is located at Chowong, and it's actually been in our family for over 100 years. So it's really special to me, and making sure that everyone else in the sort of surrounding region can also get the support to help them move forward in the future.
And you have got information on the page about fencing volunteers, so if you can help out, there is information on there as well. Well, you've done a fantastic job, Julianne. Wonderful to see that page up and running and a central source for a lot of information there. So well done. Great job.
Yeah, thanks so much, Matt.